What's going on versus community? It's your boy Cell, along with my co-host.
Burnley.
Okay, so finally been getting into these Fantastic Four previews, and even though it's three cards, it did not disappoint at all. So, this is one of this is the first preview for Fractured Family, the first arc out of three for the new Fantastic Four arc. So, of course, we just had Fantastic Four, and Fantastic Four was fire. That whole set was just fantastic. No pun intended. The so now it's like, why are we having this come out again? Well, let's get started. So, Fracture Family is describing, correct me if I'm wrong, Vern, this is describing what happened with the Fantastic Four during Civil War, correct?
You are correct.
Right. So, if you notice, we didn't have any Fantastic Four people in the Civil War arc, even though we knew they were there, because Reed and Tony made Ragnarok, who wound up killing Goliath. So it's like, okay, this is significant stuff that's going on. Where's Reed? Well, here he is. So, Mr. Fantastic, level
Definitely
one.
is here.
Oh, yeah, he definitely is. Mr. Fantastic, level one. He has Fantastic Four and pro registration team affiliations. He's 2-4 with 6 health, superpower, stretch your mind, build phase, red. Mr. Fantastic creates an invention. Volunteer to register, level up 30. When you recruit a character that doesn't have Swarm, Mr. Fantastic gains 1 XP for each letter in its card title. These are some piss poor stats, but you don't really care because you have 8 wilds now. And out the gate, you can invent something.
I gotta keep it 100 with you, man. I gotta keep it a whole stack with you. I don't even want to talk about this card. I don't even want to talk about this card. This is basically Doctor Doom, except it's Reed. And the reason why. Why did they do this? They gave him 8 wilds. His level up, when you first see it, you're like, oh, that's a lot. And then it takes a few seconds before you realize, oh, this dude can level up immediately.
Right,
And
exactly.
then on top of it, you can play him in so many different ways. And I know that everybody immediately looked at it and was like, ooh, machine on one, draw a deck. That's probably not even the best way to play this dude, man. Like, oh my. This is going to be. He's a monster. That's the best way to describe it. He is a monster. And if you
He's
look at
going
the
to be
if,
getting an invention at it, no matter how you play him, he's going to be getting an invention every single
Yes.
turn.
Pretty much. It's going to be more often than not. And so he's basically going to have 12 ways to get an invention. He already has access to 12 inventions. And you know they're getting some new inventions in these boxes. You know they are. So, man, the versatility. The different things you can do. I can, man. Let me just be quiet, man. I
Yeah,
don't
let's just go on to Sue
know.
Storm. Let's go on to Sue Storm. And she a beast in her own right. So we I just heard how that came out, but at any rate, I'm gonna roll with it. So Invisible Woman, level one. She's Fantastic Four and anti-registration. So that wound up being part of the rift or the schism in the Fantastic Four family. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is Ben backing up Sue, right? Because Ben wound up being anti-registration too, and then Johnny is pro-registration with Reed.
No, I think Johnny was already dead.
No. No, they had a wait, hold on. You might be right. Hold on.
Because I think the Nihilus wave had happened before this. I could
Maybe.
be wrong.
Yeah, you might be right. Because I don't, I remember a story with Johnny and he got hit over the head and was in the hospital or something like that. Like people was upset with him for something. I thought that was in the Civil War arc, but I don't ever remember Johnny fighting. But
Yeah, I really don't.
I do remember Reed
No, no,
reading
no. You're
suits.
right. He did get beat down during the Civil War.
Okay. Because he wasn't in the fight. You know what I'm saying?
He did get he got beaten in a nightclub or something.
So it'll be interesting if they how they portray it on this end. So, but back to Sue. Invisible Woman, she's Fantastic Four and anti-registration. Stats, flight, 255 health. Superpower, do I look like I need protecting? Combat, anytime combat, green. If Invisible Woman is defending in the front row, she can't be struck this combat. Hiding with the resistance, level up 5 XP. When a Fantastic Four or anti-registration supporting character appears on your side, you may hide it. If you do, Invisible Woman gains XP equal to its cost. I like
Yep.
this. I like this a lot. And she also has 12 greens. So, and
She's
she
just
has
not getting
flight.
stunned. Like, seriously, she's never getting stunned ever.
Man, this is and the
And she's
level up,
all
I know it's gonna be
she
quick.
she's all team. With Go Underground and Secret Avengers
And Fantastic Four.
and Fantastic Four, she's not getting stunned like
And
ever.
that's not even with the greens, the 12 greens. You know what I mean?
What is going on?
I'll bet Reed's
Oh my
ability, his
goodness.
second ability is yellow, and hers will probably be blue.
Man,
But this is not a complicated level at all.
they almost shouldn't give them another power on level two. They almost shouldn't.
I know. Because
Don't do it.
it's like, see, even with Reed, because we was talking and Jamar was theorizing, what if they lose these abilities when they get level two? And when you look at Mr. Fantastic, he does lose those the ability because he has the first Mr. Fantastic came in the Fantastic Four box. He has Fantastic Four Inc., Bill Phase Red. Search your deck for an Invisible Woman, Human Torch, or Thing supporting character. Reveal it and put it into your hand. When he levels up, he loses that ability, and he gets Master Inventor and he gets Impervious Skin. So I'm like, you know what? He might lose that ability, you know. So,
He
but
might.
he can control his level up though,
Exactly.
way better than Sue can, you know.
I
Well,
mean, the thing about Sue,
you could play
she's not,
characters that aren't
it
Fantastic
doesn't
Four or
matter.
right,
She's her level one, if you don't want her to level one to get stunned, she just won't. It'll be hard to stun her level one before turn four.
yeah. It will. Because, and with her being able to block, you can get your combo ready, whatever that may be, in the back row. You know what I'm saying? And those characters may not be Fantastic Four or anti-registration. So,
Kudos to UD for these two characters, man.
because They bring in the heat. Invisible Woman is already, tier one, the old Invisible Woman. So now the new Invisible Woman is still looking like she's gonna be able to do some damage, So I'm liking both of these cards a lot.
And the
So
flavor is good too. It's like,
yeah, it is. So the last card they gave us was a plot twist here called Fantastic with an exclamation point. And it is a combat plot twist. It says combat put anytime combat put four plus one counters on a character in the combat. Now here's the catch. The catch is this is a loyalty plot twist that you need four Fantastic Four characters. Here's the thing though, you don't give a crap because Fantastic Four, the team, is awesome. It's a fantastic team. They were so good, they only got one plot twist. And that plot twist is ridiculous. And now you gave them another plot twist? Okay. Okay. That's fine.
I think you said in your initial reaction is, I don't think you can pull this off. But then maybe you haven't paid attention to what Sue does.
Right.
You can definitely pull this off.
Definitely pull this off. Because when I
Definitely
saw it,
pull
I
it
was
off.
like, that's deep. Wait. Nah, it's not. It's not.
Not
Yeah.
that hard.
No.
You're gonna
What?
have to
What?
work for it. You're gonna have to wait a couple of turns, but you can definitely pull this off.
But the thing about it is, you have a lot of multi-health characters on Fantastic Four's team, which is great. So you'll get help from that respect, and you'll have people that'll be able to just survive. But like I said, with the plot twist that they're giving you, those plot twists are just gonna help keep people alive too. So it's like, man, this is a lot. That just them having two plot twists that can go in the deck, that is a lot. Because like I said, they're just strong characters. Any additional thoughts about the three cards we got?
What a great start.
Yeah, indeed. I agree 100%. Yeah.
And this is my favorite team in the game, so I am happy.
It's a great team. So we talked about the good stuff with the cards. So now let's flip the script a little bit and talk about some of the stuff that's been going on with the versus community dealing with the UDE. Did you want to kick this off, Vern, or you want me to keep talking? Because I'll grab this soapbox right quick.
I'll say something because I know what you say is going to be a lot more potent. Have you ever been happy and upset at the same time?
Yes.
That's how I feel. You may go.
Okay. So the we had this prepared. We had things that we wanted to do as a community, right? So you gotta really think about it from the standpoint of your clientele. We got hotel rooms we gotta get, days off from work, planned flights. You know what I'm saying? So when UDE, in a typical fashion, ghosts us, it's like, what the crap? You know what I mean? It's like, bro, we trying to figure out what you're doing so we can support. So not only did they scrap the tournament that was going to be in Texas, no, that's not the issue. The issue is you didn't tell us. The community needed to know. So not only did the tournament get scrapped, but then they popped up what? Had a tournament in Seattle 2 weeks later?
I don't even know if it was 2 weeks.
I don't even know if it was a full 2 weeks. I'm like,
An important one too.
right. Wasn't this a regional?
No, it wasn't a regional, but it was incursion, which means it affects Gen Con.
Okay, there you go. So I'm like, hold on, let's pull this up. Okay. When did this get posted? Let me see here. This was posted on May 31st. Versus System Organized Play Update Summer 2023.
Not even 2 weeks.
So May 31st was a Wednesday. 2 Saturdays later, they had an incursion format in Seattle. Now, as a grown-up here, let's be real. Are you going to travel across the country in less than 14 days' notice? Most people aren't going to be able to get that time back off. Because this weekend was supposed to be a tournament that got canceled. And then, instead of making a tournament later, you brought this late week schedule out and made an earlier tournament? Make that make sense for me? How does it make sense to have a tournament earlier than the one you canceled? That ain't making sense. And like you said, this is an incursion format. So now whatever happens with this affects whatever testing goes into Gen Con. And keep in mind, as of today, June 15th, we have what, 6 weeks till Gen Con? 7 weeks maybe?
Yeah.
You know? Two, three, four, five, six, 7 weekends. We got 7 weekends. So we're sitting here waiting with bated breath, wondering what they're gonna chop from this incursion that was in Seattle a week earlier than the tournament that was supposed to happen that had three people.
Well, I'm not so much waiting with bated breath as much as I thought I was going to be because it seems like this tournament didn't took place in 2020 instead of 2023, based on the list that I saw. But anyway, I had, like I said, I have mixed feelings. So when they put out this list of all of these tourneys, my initial thought was, wow, look at all of these tourneys. That's great. Because it is great. It's great that we have all of these tourneys happening. And hopefully some new players will come to them. And it's good that people all around the world get to have, something a little closer to them that they can go to. Not everybody can make it to Gen Con or Midwinter or whatever. So, it's a great thing. But it's so weird how they did it. And like you mentioned with the whole incursion thing that happened in Seattle, why did that just get announced so just a little while ago? I don't understand why that wasn't announced beforehand. Okay. As you said, most people aren't going to be able to travel with less than 2 weeks' notice to a state that far away. So my question is, the local tourneys, are they even worrying about people coming from all over the country? Or is that mostly just, hey, whoever shows up shows up? I am confused about what the goal is for all of these local tourneys. That's just confusing to me. The whole thing with Texas, because let's just put it out there, four of us were going to Texas. We tested duality like crazy. So why did it take so long for us to be, informed that it's not going to happen? It's like we don't know what, like, we don't know what happened. We don't know if it was a legal situation. We don't know if the person that was the TO or who, the store owner, maybe they had some crisis and they couldn't do it right away, or I don't know.
Right.
Even if that's the case, why do we have to go with zero info? You know, certainly there has to be something, you know, let, you
In
know.
the, some type of middle ground.
Yeah, because.
Because complete silence, like let's keep it a buck. Ben and Mitch and other tournament organizers online, including Stacks, when we first got hit with COVID, this we've watched this community grow and double in size during COVID when other games died. You know what I'm saying? Every chance we get, Bert back on the podcast scene, every chance we get, this community has key players that's willing to promote this game for free. They're not even asking for anything. You know, it's like when new people come in and they say, "Oh man, I love this game. What do I do?" We got Reddits that specifically say, shout out to Jason Roosevelt, that specifically say, "Hey, this is how you get your community involved. We want to make sure we have more people playing the game. This is what you say to your local comic book shop. This is what you say to your friends. This is how you get them. This game is this way, and you don't have to worry about, you know, trading cards and all this type of stuff. Every, you know, it's an even ground for everybody, yada yada. You know, we got all these different IPs and X-Files and Buffy and, you know, The Boys is coming and Mortal Kombat and bro, you got a ton of people that's promoting this game constantly to not tell the public anything. That's disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? That's just disrespectful. This community deserves better. Period. I mean, I didn't even see a commercial for Versus until Mortal Kombat came out. This community is what kept this game around. And we figured out what the secret recipe was. Like I said, with all these other games was dying during COVID because they couldn't get in the shop. You know? So we sitting here growing this as a community. What are we, Rodney Dangerfield? Just getting no respect. You know what I'm saying? Like this is crazy to me. That's just crazy to me.
And on top of that, it's just a missed opportunity because if things were planned out better and the information was out there, then it could be promoted at a higher level. We could grow the community even more. So yeah, it's got to be better. It's got to
Like I
be
said,
better.
still, even now when I'm looking at the list, like they don't tell you what the format is for the next tournament. Okay, why not? We got the Southern Regional event that's in Texas is Duality. Okay, cool. But we don't have either event for Ohio, and one of them is a regional, having the format. Because, like you said, everybody can't make Gen Con. So, out of respect to those people, they need to know what the format is going to be as soon as possible so that they can start getting everything planned. You know what I mean? Like I said, it's just. And just telling us something, anything, will satiate the clientele. Like. They sat back and had all these shipping issues and logistic issues during COVID. Okay, fine. So we wasn't getting cards. Then, when those issues cleared up, they expected us to sit back and start rapid fire, getting these cards. We was getting cards, what, once a month? And now we
That's
was getting,
normal.
right. And now we was getting what, 2, 3 sets a month? Like, bro, like breaking my
There
back.
were a couple of times we got like 3 sets in like a month and a half.
Right.
And
So I'm.
I think we got MK right on top of that one for this year, which
So
is
I'm.
I'm
So...
glad the cars are coming out,
Right. I'm just
but.
saying, like, logistic wise, supply and demand wise, like, bro, I still only get paid once every 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? So they busting out all the cards, and the community is scooping it up, and the community is able to scoop it up because the amount of people playing doubled. So that tells me, just like we talked to Chad back in the day, and Chad was like, 80%, of the people that play the game is casual. Okay, cool. That's fine. So the if 80% of the players are casual, and we look at the numbers, and it went from 1,000 people in the Facebook group to over 2,000 people in the Facebook group during COVID, and that's still 80%. Do you know what that tells me? You don't have 800 people that's, casuals buying these cards. You now have 1,600 people that's casuals buying these cards, if not more. You know what I'm saying? And that's just in a Facebook group. You got people that ain't on Facebook. You got the people that's on Discord that's not on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, bro, just, dude, we should be working as a team. We shouldn't be working against each other because we all want the same thing. We want the game to survive. We want the game to thrive. We want more people at the game. You know what I'm saying? So we sit back and we put blood, sweat, and tears into marketing and playing the game. We got all these videos online. We got videos online for years. We got videos going back to what? The first top eight you went to at Origins? You know what I'm saying? When you had Quake, what was that, 5, 6 years ago? Like, that's how long we've had videos
2018.
online. Yeah, that's how long we have videos online, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, the community definitely deserves better. Like, UDE gotta step it up. So that's my 2 cents on it. Because, like I said, this mess is pissing me off. Because I'm just like, bro, y'all got to do better. Because people that's new, that's not as loyal, they're like, well, I'm expecting XYZ to happen because I came from this Magic background, this Yu-Gi-Oh background, this, Warhammer 40K and whatever. You know what I mean? They came coming from this background. Gen Con is opening up. Let's get ready to go and do and play and all this type of stuff. And then we come over here, mess look raggedy. Schedule thrown all off. People, gotta cancel vacation days and cancel hotel rooms and like, man, bruh. And I'm not saying that other events don't have this issue. What I am saying is UD is consistent when they ghost us, though. We've been here for 6, 7 years. And remember way back when the game first came out, you had the base box, right? Then right after that, you had Defenders. Then right after that, you had A-Force. And how long was it between, what was it, Defenders and A-Force? What was it, like 6 months or something?
I think it was the Defenders that was delayed.
Even then, because we used to go to the north side, and it was a bunch of people who would meet at the north side and wanted to play, right? And it was like, okay, cool. So people was coming over there to that north side shop playing. When the cards didn't come out on time, they lost interest. But part of it was because UDE didn't say anything. It was like we didn't have any type of notice from them whatsoever. So this is par for the course for them. So I don't know if it's a structural issue. I don't know if it's just some middle management person that's just jacking everything up. Like, what's the bottleneck in the information pathway that's preventing them from getting us something? Like, you can't pour us a glass of water. You just gotta always turn the fire hose on. So it's just weird. And it's frustrating. And it's hard to consistently support people that do this type of stuff to you. You know? Like I said, we 6, 7 years in now. No, it's 23. Yeah, about 2016. Yeah, so like I said, we asking UDE, do better. Be better. You know? So like I said, that's the end of my rant. Any last words on that one, Vern?
I don't think anything else needs to be said.
All
The
right.
game is awesome. Let's just keep the communication just needs to be a little bit better. That's it.
Yeah, because SAG knows how to design games. They work the kinks out. We know that they know what they're doing. Because they've been bringing heat for a minute. So I'm not worried about that. Because if something happens and SAG is gone, I'm following them wherever they go. Because I want to see what their next game's going to be. You know? So, but the UDE, different story. You know? So, but yeah, we'll go ahead and wrap this up. It's your boy Cell, along with my co-host.
YBT Vern.
All right, so we'll see you guys in the Discord and the collective later.